This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we considered one possible outline for the information in 2 Thessalonians 1. Now let's look at another possible outline. The title could be, A Fulfilling and Fruitful Life. The basic outline would be, our worldview, our walk, our work, and our worship. This outline could fit into the other outline we considered by having our worldview be that for which we are thankful and our walk, work, and worship that for which we pray. The outcome of all this would result in a life that is fulfilling and fruitful. If that is the potential outcome, it would be wise for us to understand more thoroughly what Paul says in each of these points. Let's begin by considering our worldview. In verses 1 to 10, there are some important things to know about God. Verses 2 and 4 refer to God's church. Verse 5 about God's judgment as being right. Verse 6 about God's justice. And then in verses 7 through 10, a clear indication God's timing is always right. At His appointed time, Jesus Christ will return for those who believe in Him. They'll receive their reward. If you have not received the good news or rejected it, you will be condemned to your desired destiny. You might argue that your destiny is not what you desired, but by rejecting the good news, you have chosen your destiny. You can't blame God or others. You're to blame, and it will be too late. Better for you to make the right choice now and become one of Jesus Christ's followers. That's the only enduring relationship for time and eternity.